Hey, it's Nyan Neko. Welcome again. Thanks for listening. Today I'm gonna go over how I choose my settings, and I will go over kind of like a little bit of character stuff too. So they kind of go hand in hand. Like, your character has to be living in whatever world that you choose, and reacting to that world, whether it's fantasy or sci-fi or like historical, whatever. So once you come up with a setting, then you can come up with like situation, because essentially you're writing a short story, so you can't get too complex with the idea of the setting, because whatever dialogue you choose has to signify whatever setting you're using. Like, for example, if it's a historical setting, then you could make the dialogue like Old English or like Shakespearean or whatever, and also with the dialogue kind of signify perhaps social cues or social norms or expectations that would help you with the situation. In yesterday's talk or ramble, I mentioned about fanfiction.net and how I got started writing, so if you want to check that out, you can check my page. But I did mention that I had quite a few stories that weren't finished. So one script that I'm working on right now is based on something I had wrote a few years ago, where it is historical. I'm keeping it purposefully vague so listeners can assume the type of universe that they want, but I am implying that it is not the modern day typical universe, with political structures and all that stuff. But in the dialogue, I have the character explain to the listener, like, oh, you don't know the situation, and then kind of go forward from there to propel the story. So if you choose a setting first, make sure your dialogue and your characters reflect that, and if things are important to your universe, have them tell us about it, but not like in a super obvious way, not in the sense of being blatantly obvious. Like one writing example would be like, Dad works at an office, he comes home at 5. Instead of stating the obvious, because you wouldn't actually say that to your sibling, because of course they already know that person is their dad, and they know that person goes to work and whatever. So instead, you could say, "Oh yeah, dad's not home yet. He's running late. It's about 5 right now," or something like that, to make it like more believable to the situation. So yeah, once you choose your setting, then you can go forward with your characters. Or if you want to choose your characters first, you create the world around them. Like, you could take your character out of their normal universe and have them respond accordingly, but whatever you have your character say still signifies what's around them. Like, taking King Arthur and throwing him on a spaceship, like that sort of thing. You would have him freak out and still talk as if he were in history, like in the Old English type of vernacular, but then throw it into like a spaceship setting and be like, what is going on? What do you mean? That type of thing, and have him react that way. And then his reaction also signifies and tells us about his surroundings that are unfamiliar with him, and in that way we get to discover with him what is around him and what new social structures there are and things like that. Like I said yesterday, it's very important to develop your characters first, unless you're just going for like a quick scene of whatever and then leaving, because essentially all of the scripts that I'm currently writing or that you may be writing, it's an exercise of writing a short story and getting a setting, a character, and a story done all in a really short amount of time. So you can't get too complicated with your story. You really have to like simplify it. And because you're not creating a complicated story, push that to make a complicated character who is relatable, and then create a setting around that sort of thing. So the one I'm writing right now, I'm in the middle of it. I don't know what to do with my characters next. But it is based on one of the fanfiction stories that I never finished, where the prince has a coming-of-age party, and there's this girl who is basically a present for him. But the catch is, in order for this prince to become king one day, to be valid as a king, not only because he's royal blood, but he also has to prove that he is fertile. So he has to essentially get this girl pregnant within a certain amount of time, or else she'll be killed. And if he can't produce an heir, then I've kind of pushed it to the extreme where he will also be killed. So that's the social expectations that I've created, and he's explaining it to her because they're of a different social standard, so she may not know, and that's how he explains it. But then you've created this situation where they're both captives, so it's not gonna be like the normal dynamic of superior and whatnot. Like, I'm at the point where he is angry at the situation, but he can't do anything about it. It's not her fault, obviously, because she's in it with him. And he, so I've kind of left it up to whoever performs this also to, take it in, like, the pure anger way of, not exactly denial, but just like furious at the situation, and then having to deal with her, and she is like distraught at this point and also dealing with the situation. Or you could read it as like he's just very reluctant to deal with this and is just bringing himself to go ahead and do this, but like he's also trying to convince her to do this with him. So it's just very complex character, and also for her, she's also a complex character because I have her reacting to what he's telling her about the situation, and having him react to her and like try to calm her down and things like that. So there's that back and forth between the two characters, the character as a listener as well as him as a character. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm at the point of where he is on his knees trying to convince her, begging her to do this, otherwise it would cost her life. Now, I could have taken that a completely different direction. I could have taken that in a rape sort of direction where he's just absolutely furious and takes it out on her, but I didn't want to do that because I'm not comfortable writing rape scenes, and like non-consensual scenes and things like that. It's just not for me. It's great for other people. It's just not for me. I'm not comfortable. I don't think it would, or I would do it justice, so to speak, because I don't quite understand everything involved. So that's kind of like a spoiler for an upcoming script. I'll link this audio once I do post that as kind of like a behind the scenes. But I think that's about it for now. Thank you again for listening. If you do like it, please let me know. Kind of wondering at this point who's listening and who's not and things like that. I hope you guys have a good day or have had a good day, and hopefully I can help you relax a bit and think about characters and all that stuff and people in general. I mean, like, that's, sorry, not to get started again, but the reason why I like writing characters is so I can understand people in general a bit more and what makes them who they are. Anyways, I've gone on long enough. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you later. Bye.